BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News. On the 18th of May, the Politburo and the Secretariat of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Vietnam held a national online conference to thoroughly disseminate and implement the Politburo's Resolution No. 66 and No. 68. General Secretary Tô Lâm attended and directed the conference from the Central Hub. The event was broadcast to more than 37,000 locations across the country, with the participation of over 1.5 million delegates nationwide. At the Bình Định Province Hub, notable attendees included Hồ Quốc Dũng, Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, Lê Kim Toàn, Standing Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, and Phạm Anh Tuấn, Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee. At the conference, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính presented the key contents of Resolution No. 68 issued on May 4, 2025, on promoting private sector development along with the implementation roadmap. National Assembly Chairman Trần Thanh Mẫn delivered a presentation on the core points of Resolution No. 66 dated on April 30, 2025, which focuses on reforming the legislative process to meet the demands of national development in the new era, as well as the plan for its implementation. General Secretary Tô Lâm emphasized the critical importance of the newly issued resolutions. He called on the party committees, organizations, officials, and members to deeply grasp the spirit of the resolutions and translate them into concrete programs and action plans. He also urged for a strong sense of responsibility, innovative thinking, and breakthrough actions, affirming the determination to make international integration a powerful driving force in propelling Vietnam to new heights on the global stage.
On the morning of May the 19th, in commemoration of the 135th birthday of President Ho Chi Minh, the Provincial Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee, and Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Bình Định Province held a solemn flower offering ceremony at the Nguyễn Sinh Sắc Nguyễn Tất Thành Monument located at Nguyễn Tất Thành Square in Quy Nhơn City. Attending the ceremonies were Comrade Lê Kim Toàn, Standing Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Head of the Provincial Delegation of National Assembly Deputies, Comrade Đoàn Văn Phi, Standing Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, Comrade Nguyễn Tuấn Thanh, Standing Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, and Comrade Nguyễn Bình Thanh, Chairman of the Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Bình Định Province, along with all the current and former provincial leaders. In a respectful and solemn atmosphere, the delegates observed a minute of silence and offered flowers at the monument, expressing deep gratitude and reverence from the party committee, authorities, armed forces, and people of Bình Định Province for the immense contribution of President Ho Chi Minh, a great leader of the Communist Party and the Vietnamese people and his beloved parents.
On the morning of the 19th of May, the Provincial Party Standing Committee held a conference to review 10 years of implementing Politburo Directive No. 5 on promoting the study and practice of Ho Chi Minh's ideology, ethics, and style. The event was chaired by Lê Kim Toàn, Standing Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee. Over the past decade, the movement has deeply influenced awareness and actions among officials, party members, and the public.
Local party organizations and authorities at all levels have actively integrated this practice into emulation movements across sectors and localities. Conference presentations highlighted effective, innovative approaches that have contributed to socio-economic development, national defense, security, and social welfare in the province.
On the morning of May the 19th, the Benin Provincial Women Union held a conference to foster a change and honor outstanding collectives and individuals who have exemplified the teachings of President Ho Chi Minh during the 2016 to 2025 period. In response to Directive No. 5 of the 12th Politburo on promoting the study and implementation of Ho Chi Minh's thought, morality, and story, women's union branches at all levels across the province have actively integrated this initiative into administrative reform, improving workplace discipline, and enhancing the conduct and work ethics of officials, civil servants, and party members. These efforts have been closely allied with the union emulation movements. At the conference, the Provincial Swimming Union Executive Committee commended and awarded 50 collectives and individuals for their outstanding achievements in studying and following President Ho Chi Minh's thought, morality, and style throughout the 2016 to 2025 period. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time, and goodbye for now.